The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is June 19th, 2023, and as promised in our second hour, Mr. Tom Compton from We Hold These Truths. He sent me over his itineraries. Bullet points to cover tonight, 15 of them. I don't think we're going to get through all 15. We'll definitely have to have him back at another time here. And I think we're going to have to squeeze him in for 2 hours, no doubt about it, with looking at this list here. But the title tonight is Tom's title. It's called Christian Zionism, the War-Based Religion. And we welcome to the mic, to National Intel Report, Mr. Tom Compton. Welcome, Tom.
Well, thank you, Steve. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. You sound great.
Oh. Okay, great. It's a pleasure to be on your show and to explain what we're doing out here. We described ourselves as a few right-wing followers of Christ who rejected America's serial wars and formed We Hold These Truths back in 1996. Mm-hmm. It was founded by Chuck Carlson. And prior to our founding in 1990, just a little month before the first Gulf War on Iraq and Saddam Hussein, Chuck Carlson was a deacon at a Southern Baptist church in the Denver area, and he wrote a letter to his fellow deacons and the leaders at the church advocating not going to war as there was really no justification for it. Well, it went on deaf ears. And fast forward a couple of years later, Chuck wrote an article for a national magazine entitled Attacking Islam. With the fall of communism in the early 90s, we needed a new enemy. And of course, that enemy became the Muslims, the Islamic world, actually. And in 1996, he formed the We Hold These Truths. This is before we really understood even the idea of Christian Zionism. We'll talk a little bit about that today. What is it? How do you tell if a person's is a Christian Zionist? There are probably 40 to 70 evangelical American Christians that are influenced by it. Many of them don't even know they are one. And it's really interesting. One of the litmus tests that a friend of ours developed to ask a fellow Christian, they won't be offended, is this question. Do you believe the modern state of Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And by their response, you'll get a good idea. If they say yes, 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 well, then you may not be able to even talk about the issue. If they hesitate, then they're considering it. They maybe not have even considered the issue. Traditional Christians like Catholics and so forth don't believe that. In fact, a few years ago, I was at a film showing of a film called Open Bethlehem, and done by a woman from Bethlehem, Palestine. And she, in this film, of course, it's about how Bethlehem is being surrounded by the separation wall. It's the definition of insanity, if you will. Right. I was spent a month in Bethlehem, Palestine, based there in 2017. We visited a house, two-story house, that had a gift shop, and the wall was around three sides of the house. I mean, that explains the insanity of what's going on there. But anyway, the Christian Zionists, probably the earliest Christian Zionists that we were aware of, the term wasn't used, was Jerry Falwell, yeah, from Liberty Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And he was such a supporter of Israel that Israel gave him, this is back in the 70s, a jet airplane. Mm-hmm. And these evangelicals eventually became known as Christian Zionists.
So how were they wooed to be supportive of Israel? What was the details behind that? Yeah. How'd they woo him?
Well, that's a great question, Steve, because it is a promoted religion. It's mm-hmm. It really is not Christianity. Christian Zionism is an oxymoron. Zionism is a political belief. Judaism is a religion like Christianity. Right. And but it was promoted through the Scofield Reference Bible that was published in 1909, mm-hmm, by Oxford Press. Interestingly enough, Oxford Press had never published an American author or a religious book, but mm-hmm, curiously, they did. And there is solid evidence that, yeah, early Zionists were involved with this. Cyrus Scofield was a scoundrel, actually. He actually abandoned his wife and three children, had bilked his mother-in-law. He said he had conversion, but he spent 4 years in Switzerland writing the Scofield Reference Bible, which, mm-hmm, what it was the King James Version, but putting in footnotes. Mm-hmm. And a man named Samuel Untermeyer, who was a Zionist lawyer in New York City, got membership for the Lotus Club, a very exclusive club there in Gentlemen's Club in New York, for Cyrus Scofield. And like you said, he spent 4 years writing these notes in Switzerland. So he had funding and so forth. And we see this, you know, with the Zionists looking for a place to put their, to move. And of course, ultimately was Palestine. And most people here probably listening know about the Balfour Agreement in 1917. And there were Zionists involved in getting the United States into the First World War.
Right.
And so we, as followers of Christ, are not against, we're not pacifists. You know, we believe in defense and that type of thing of our country. But these wars, we were dragged into Second War. All these wars are in no sense defensive. And
wars of conquest and commerce, I call it.
Yes, and we've pretty been much doing this for, yeah, well, almost 150 years. You look, yep, at the Philippines and the, mm-hmm, Spanish War there, and, yep, remember the Maine and all those things, that the false flags that went on, mm-hmm, over all those years. But getting back to Christian Zionism, it was after it was published by Scofield or by Oxford Press, it was promoted in evangelical churches. And, you know, it was a relatively new movement called dispensationalism, and we really can't get into the details. It was started by a guy named John Nelson Darby, the Plymouth Brethren. He was from Ireland. And basically, Cyrus Scofield consolidated the notes, and he passed away, I think, about 1921. But they kept his name, Scofield. They made several revisions, and even I think the last one was 1967. They, still had Cyrus Scofield as the editor of it. Of course, he was long passed away. But in that they said in the footnote in Genesis 12:3, where God gives the promise to Abraham. And they actually talk about if you oppose this, you're anti-Semitic. It's quite amazing. What I would invite people to do, Steve, rather than getting in some of these details, is be sure to go to our website, WHTT.org, WHTT.org, and watch our award-winning film, Christian Zionism, The Tragedy and Turning. And we're quite proud of it because we won an award at the Amar Popular Film Festival in Tehran, Iran, in 2014. It's only 29 minutes. You can watch it for free. Mm-hmm. And anyway, you'll understand more about Scofield and how it was promoted in that documentary there. But it was promoted widely through these evangelical churches. The typical, like I said earlier, the mainline churches, Catholics. I once asked the bishop here in Phoenix our magic questions. Do you believe the modern state of Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And his response was not unsurprising. He said, well, many Jews believe that. And of course, millions of evangelical Christians believe that to, you know, some degree. They've been blinded by these theological ideas. It's so held widely. Most followers of Christ, what I like to call myself, problem is, and we'll talk about some of these Christians give Christianity a bad name. Mm-hmm. I'd like to quote Mahatma Gandhi. He said, I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ. And we'll give some examples here of what we're talking about. I know that one of the things that you wanted to talk was my point about Richard Land. But before I start on that, in 2002, Chuck Carlson made a trip into Israel and went into Gaza. He had contacts there, and he actually did interviews with people, and he had a video camera and recorded a rocket attack. He was staying in a Southern Baptist facility. They were pulling out of Gaza, and he videoed a rocket attack. There were Apache helicopters above. They killed four Palestinians, 40 were wounded. And, of course, the only way people found out about it is when he came back. Mm-hmm. Certainly there's been more information about what's going on there. Of course, we know it's one-sided on the Israel side. They're always defending their, you know, themselves.
You know, we don't hear anything lately at all. I never hear about any rocket attacks. I hear nothing what's going on in that area these days. I think I can only assume that the mainstream media is covering up all this. This is probably happening on a daily basis, I assume.
There was a recent attack, a 5-day attack on Gaza. In fact, when Chuck was there, he visited a Baptist church, which in Gaza, that was next to a mosque. And he, in fact, the day after the attack, he went and took pictures of the funeral procession there. And it's we get so distorted on what comes out of there, and Americans are blinded. Typically, let's say an American tourist visiting the Holy Land, They generally go on tours that are run by Israelis. So they're not going to get any information on what's happening to the Palestinians. And so if they go to Jerusalem, where you have the Church of the Nativity, where it was supposedly where Jesus was born, why, they go to the separation wall gate, they'll the bus will go through, and then a Palestinian guide will get on. He can't say anything about what's going on there because they'll lose his job. They go to the holy site, and then they may get some souvenirs, and then they leave. And so this concept that I learned about, these tourists go see the dead stones, like the Church of the Nativity, Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, where Jesus, the grotto where Jesus was buried. And so they don't see the living stones. The living stones are the Palestinian Christians that live there in the Holy Land. And there are more Palestinian Christians than there are Messianic Jewish Christians. There are maybe about 50,000 Messianic Jewish Christians. And there's only, it's less than 2% of all Israel are Christian. So you've got mostly Jews in Israel itself, and Muslims there. 17, I think, percent of Israel is Arab or Palestinian. They are the citizens. They suffer under 65 discriminatory laws. And of course, there's a a military occupation in the West Bank of Palestine. So it's really, as even Bob Simon, who passed away a few years ago of CBS News, described back in 2012, Gaza was the largest open air prison. You know, and he even said that the two state solution was dead back then. But anyway, in after that, he started. Chuck started talking, about the issues. We were able to speak to at mosques. It was easier to speak to Muslims about this than our fellow Christians.
Yeah, they told me that.
It's quite amazing, actually. But in October of 2002, as we were getting ready to ramp up the second war against Iraq, a man named Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, it was kind of like their lobbying group. They had an operation office in Washington, D.C., so they would interact with the government and Congress and what have you. But Richard Land wrote a letter that was sent to George W. Bush. And this letter was signed by some really prominent evangelical Christians, D. James Kennedy of Coral Ridge Ministries there in Florida, Chuck Colson of Prison Fellowship. You know, he was one of the Watergate aides of was put into prison. He became a follower of Jesus, became a Christian, and then Bill Bright of Campus Crusade. Well, this letter said to George Bush that going to war against Iraq would be a just war by their interpretation of the Bible.
Yeah, and I was really bothered by that when I first read that on number 8 on your bullet points. I was very bothered with that. That's why I wanted to definitely address that. Amazing.
It is contradictory to what Jesus taught. You know, whatever you may think about Jesus, you know, he was he said his two main things was they asked him what you should do. First is to honor God with all your mind, heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then, of course, in the Beatitudes, Matthew 5:9, he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." So, doing something like this and justifying it for, using the Bible, and I can give other examples of of this very thing.
You know, Tom, we're kind of moving through this list fast, so I am going to definitely take this commercial break real quick here. We'll do two commercial breaks, and then we'll take your calls, 512-248-8252. So we are moving through the list faster than I thought. So we will go to this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Processing company. And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Special guest in this hour is Mr. Tom Compton of We Hold These Truths. We're talking about the title of this topic tonight is called Christian Zionism, the War-Based Religion. And we're going down our list, getting down there pretty fast here. I got a funny feeling we might finish it, the list of 15 bullet points. So I definitely will open up some the phone lines now for some great calls. I expect some great calls from my listeners tonight, 512-248-8252. Before we go back, Tom, I got to ask you this question here. You're talking about the Christian Zionists, and I forget who you mentioned the first time. Who was the main person you spoke about earlier? Who's recognized?
Cyrus Schofield. He was a pastor. In fact, his church is in Dallas. It's changed its name. It was the Schofield Memorial Church.
Actually, it wasn't him. It wasn't him you're talking about. It was somebody else you mentioned, somebody major name. So, kind of in the same realm as Pat Robertson, which I wanted to bring up.
Jerry Falwell.
There you go. Pat Robertson dying just a couple of days ago at the age of 93 here in the 700 Club. Any views on Pat Robertson and in this topic we're talking about, Christian Zionism? Did they get to him?
You know, he's a good example. I want to read a quote. I think I don't know who said this, but I thought he was great back in the early 90s and so forth. But this quote, you must always be willing to truly consider evidence that contradicts your beliefs and admit the possibility that you may be wrong.
Right.
Intelligence isn't knowing everything. It's the ability to challenge everything you know. And so, you know, he was quite entertaining, and I didn't understand. I didn't even think about the, the Palestinians. I looked at Israel as the Marxist state in the Middle East. So I never gave a thought about that. I wanted to, before we take a call, just we were talking about the land letter. What did we do? We started, Chuck Carlson started our first vigil in November of 2002 at the First Southern Baptist Church of Scottsdale. And we held up signs like "Choose Life, Not War." And one of the things that evangelical Christians will say, they're pro-life, you know, they're against abortion. Right. But unfortunately, they support these serial wars, particularly, you know, to protect Israel. And it's quite amazing. Well, anyway.
Let me stop here real quick here. Is it the 501c3 that's keeping these churches in line with promoting and being supportive of Israel? Is it the 501c3 and this government's love for Israel?
To an extent, but it's a deep, deep religious belief. I mean, some people, I'm not sure if they believe otherwise, that other than if Israel's a fulfillment of biblical prophecy, they're going to lose their salvation or something like that. Jesus was the fulfillment. There was an imperfect sacrificial system in Israel. He became the ultimate sacrifice. You know, you've got even American Christians that have been trying to develop a perfect red heifer. You've got Orthodox Jews in Israel that want to build the third temple and start sacrifices there and so forth. I mean, that's the kind of craziness that's going on. Right. A lot of people aren't aware of all these deals. It's very subtle. And I go to a non-denominational church, but there is an undertow of Christian Zionism. You won't hear it from the pulpit type of thing, but I know it's there, and I can give you an example. But it's very, very subtle, and we feel like we have not accomplished a whole lot affecting people. But unfortunately, one person comes out of insanity one at a time.
You don't want the situation one leaves insanity, one enters insanity. You know, you don't want a 1-for-1 ratio here, or a 1-to-2 ratio. One leaves and two enter the insanity realm. You know, we got our first caller here tonight, Tom. Let's go ahead and take this call. I'm sure it's for you. Lynn in Maryland, you're on with Tom Compton.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mr. Compton. Everybody, you need to go to the website. Now, remember, I haven't been online since 2017. WHTT is the best website on the planet, I have to tell you. Israel is the hardest thing in the world to research. I had researched all sorts of stuff. You get stuff that's biased one way or another, and your website is amazing.
Lynn, we got a little commercial break here. I want you to stay on and give your question to Mr. Tom Compton.
Okay,
stay
great.
On.
Thank you. Great. Thank you very much.
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. Thursday's also bad.
And we return back to the phones with Lynn and Marilyn with her question for Tom Compton. Lynn, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. Thank you so much,
right,
Steve. Okay,
sure,
and the other thing, like you were talking about the Scofield Study Bible, they give it free to all the seminary students. But one of the things is, like, the Southern Baptist Convention wasn't against abortion. The whole thing started, like, around the Council for National Policy brought Ronald Reagan in. And then what I found was the family, and Jeff Charlotte has written two great books, one, The Family, and the other, On C Street. This thing not only infiltrated all the churches, but it's taken over our government. So thank you. God bless you for your ministry. I'm not even sure what to ask except just to say bless your heart and thank you, because this has, like, just totally turned Christianity upside down in the past 30-40 years. It's infiltrated everything. You got weird rapture theories, you got Christians believing all kinds of hooey.
Yes.
And It's just frightening. It's so frightening. So thank you. Thank you, Steve. I hope you do have Mr. Compton on again, and bless his heart.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say. It's interesting. You know, there is some changes. Just an interesting anecdote at my church. When my wife passed away over 6 years ago, the senior pastor wouldn't talk to me because we had conducted some vigils out in front of the church. I won't go into details, and he knew what I would talk about. But anyway, went to see our outreach pastor, who turns out to be a graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary. And I asked, the first thing I did was ask him our magic question: do you believe the modern state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And he said no. And what he said, they were on their third generation of professors there, and there were students who were asking questions. And in fact, one of the seminary professors wrote a book called The Kingdom Is Now. These dispensationalists tend to be futurists. It's all in the future, and the point that Jesus, died, and he's here in spirit with the help of the Holy Ghost, and so there even is change there. We noticed at the Southern Baptist Convention in 2017, their annual meeting here in Phoenix. We were actually there to greet them and hand out flyers. And the interesting thing, the Richard Lamb that I talked about early, from the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, was replaced by a man named Dr. Russell Moore. And the ironic thing, I think it was divine providence, he gave a sermon at the very same Southern Baptist Church in Scottsdale, where we had been 14 and a half years before. I went to hear him. I introduced myself to him. I gave him our video and our two flyers, and I asked him if he believed in divine providence. And I said, well, we were here because of the land letter 14 and a half years before. I didn't have to explain to him what the land letter was there. And he actually was getting flack back in 2016 when Donald Trump was running. I guess you'd call him a liberal, but he was telling his fellow Southern Baptists that we should be focusing on Jesus, not, and I guess he made some remarks against Trump. And anyway, so there's a little bit of a change, and we found interacting with people, we handed out probably over 350 of our flyers, that they were not uniform in their belief. We would ask that magic question and about the state of Israel. So there is some hope that people are waking up, but it's a very, very slow process.
Well, thank you. You helped wake people up. Like when Donald Trump got in office, I'd make phone calls at least every other day. And then one morning I woke up and I heard Ann Nelson speaking about her book, Shadow Network. And I was like, thank you, God, answer to prayer. And then I found Kathleen Stewart's book, The Power Worshippers. And, people need to know this because the churches have been taken over, absolutely taken over. You got the 24-hour prayer group. You got all of these people down there influencing Congress and in the White House. It is frightening. And the whole thing with the family is the National Prayer Breakfast, and that's been going on for decades. And it's about bringing these dictators in and influencing them.
Yeah.
So bless
Lynn,
your
Lynn,
heart.
Lynn, let me add something to the conversation here. Great question, by the way. We got a problem. We're bringing people to the light, showing them the truth. Tom's doing a great job, but we do have one problem. We, if you remember, right, we've seen it plenty of times before. Every 4 years, we see presidential candidates go to Israel. What for? Well, because Israel evidently has a hand in our politics, and they decide who becomes president of the United States for what they can give Israel back once they get in. Our dual citizenship politicians, oh my God, what a problem there. It's not illegal to have so, but their loyalty going to Israel, not the United States of America. So we're bringing people to the light. But we have our Congress, who's bought off, many of them, like I said, dual citizenship, bought off the, by the Israeli government. And the president's all doing the bidding of Israel through U.S. politics. I don't, you know, that's the part. We got to figure out how to break those ties between our government.
I called my senator last week because he actually is trying to get President Biden to get the FBI to investigate Shireen having her head hit in the back of the head by the sniper. Because the FBI is not investigating it. AIPAC has too much power over this nation.
Well, you know, to address that, Israel is really literally committing national suicide. In 1999, we republished a book that was originally published in 1990 under the title Holocaust II, Saving Israel from Suicide. We republished it under the title One Nation Under Israel, making its more sensational. It was written by a corporate lawyer for the publishing industry. He self-published it. It basically was ignored. And anyway, mostly Jewish sources in there, and including information about AIPAC and all this stuff. And it's actually looking like what Israel is doing, particularly now with this right-wing government there. They're 40,000 new settlers. They're going to build more settlements. And, of course, they do that by stealing land from the Palestinians. They're guarded by the Israeli IDF, their internal police. And you look at what happened with the COVID narrative. I mean, Netanyahu made a deal with Pfizer, and there's repercussions. They have a very they can monitor their health you know, results and so forth. So they became a giant experiment for the COVID. And of course, fortunately, the Palestinians were discriminated against and didn't get the amount. So they're really on a track of national suicide with their continued policies against the Palestinians. So, you know, I don't know. There's no magic answer. It's just, you know, getting people aware. I challenge my Christian friends all the time. I ask my question. I have, if you want to understand Christian Zionism, I'm asking people, when you go to our website, WHTT, type in the search engine, Linda Compton. This was my wife. And we did a tribute to her. And she was amazing, because this is how powerful this theology is. There's a woman by the name of Kay Arthur. She has a thing called Precepts Ministries. It's taught in evangelical churches and even mainline churches. And she's quite good. But the fact is, she's a dyed-in-the-wool Christian Zionist. And you'll hear what she says in this tribute to my wife, Linda Compton. And my wife conducted 50 of her Bible studies at women's Bible studies at our church several years before she passed away. She was very sympathetic what we were doing, because she had a heart for what was going on. She told me she would no longer teach these Precepts Ministries. And it's like rat poison. You know, 99% of it was really good, but that 1% with that Christian Zionism theology is very poisonous. So she did something I think was miraculous, that she had the strength and conviction to start making her own Bible studies for women. So, I mean, that's how deep this is in, you know, in evangelical Christians. Most of them don't even know they're a Christian Zionist, and there's a spectrum of belief. You've got, at the extreme end, guys like John Hagee, who came out and prayed for the war before it started in March of 2003 to protect Israel. That's what it's all about. So one of our signs, of course, is no more wars for Israel.
That's right.
Surprise, well, and surprise. If you don't go along with it, you're demonized, and it's like a cult. Yeah. Do you happen to have a telephone number for those of us who don't use the internet?
Well, yeah. If you send me an email, Or actually,
I'm not able to do email.
Okay, well, I don't want to get my phone number out.
That's okay. I'll ask someone else. I'll try to find someone who can contact you through email.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, don't give it out over the line.
No, we'll get an email for you. You can hopefully use somebody else's computer.
Okay, yeah, do you want to share the email for folks?
Yeah, my email is tomcom@whtt.org. T-O-M-C-O-M. It's the first three letters of my first name, Tom, and first three letters of Compton, C-O-M-P-C-O-C-O-M. T-O-M-C-O-M at W-H-T-T. Yeah, I'd love to hear from anybody. And if you do that, I'll be glad to give you my phone. We can talk.
I promote your website all the time, and I am so sorry for the loss of your wife, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lynn, for your question. We got to move on here. Got another call in the loop here. Appreciate the call. Back to Texas. Pat in Texas, you're on with Tom Compton. Pat, are you there? Pat in Texas, once, twice. Are you there?
I guess not.
She does this. She's writing little notes. She'll end up popping back. Julie, if she comes back on, we'll put her on. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. We'll wait for Pat to show up again. I guarantee you she's writing little notes to herself and she forgot.
Well, let me give you another example of these Christian leaders. I was in a Bible study, a Sunday school brother at our church, and it was headed by a man named Dr. Wayne Grudem. He's written a book on systematic theology, and he wrote a book, Politics According to the Bible. Right. And we were in his class for a year and a half. Our last class we went to was in December of 2010. And he was going through chapters of his book, and he came to national defense. Well, he proceeded to tell us that the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq were just wars by his interpretation of the Bible.
Right.
He's also.
So where in the Bible? Where in the Bible did he cite that it was okay by the Bible?
Because we have the moral imperative to be the policeman of the world. I mean, he said that he even castigated, Congressman Ron Paul, who was against all these interventions, I asked a question and that was the last time, so you've got this blindness. How can anybody who says that they're a follower of Jesus Christ come up with something like that?
I mean, it's totally crazy.
I mean, another example is a fellow I like. He's a preacher of, his name is Greg Boyd of Woodland Hills Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't always agree with him, but he's a thinking man's pastor.
Yeah. Right.
In 2004, he did a series called The Cross and the Sword, and he had 5,000 people in his congregation. You know, that's a fairly liberal area up there, and you'd say they were probably more peaceniks. But the thesis was that, the state wields the sword. We're under the civil authority of the state, but followers of Christ are under his authority. But what's happened is so many, particularly evangelicals, have welded the cross to the sword. So they look to support these wars. And in effect, nationalism / patriotism becomes a religion that overshadows Christianity. Love your neighbor as yourself. Blessed are the peacemakers. He lost 20% of his congregation because they couldn't take the message that people have welded the cross to the sword and support these wars.
Well, Tom, our Pat in Texas has returned, and we have another one after that. So we're going to kind of keep Pat. We're going to keep it kind of short here on your question, but you're on with Tom Compton. What's your question?
My question is, I think that God has blinded Israel's eyes, and I think Israel is in real trouble now because they've crossed the line of God. They're actually producing embryos for some kind of research. So nobody is above the judgment of God. But I do believe that, yes, everybody who's ever come against Israel paid dearly. George Bush, when he made them give up Gaza Strip, it was in 5 days that Katrina leveled New Orleans, more or less, and drowned it, rather. And I said, well, why are they tearing down their houses, Israel, before they leave Gaza? And now I know, because they use their houses to fight Israel with. They use them, or they put kids in there and say, oh, you can't hit these kids. And then they lob in bombs at them from the houses. But back then, I remember when that Katrina happened, people had to leave, you know. They couldn't stay, and flooded everywhere. And they were writing on their houses, do not raise code enforcement. You know, they'll do that while you're gone.
Well,
Over the years, even John Stadtmiller, he said, I love Jews, orange juice, grape juice. That's all I remember him saying the last day of one time.
Well, you know, Gaza is inside Israel, and anybody that's occupied can resist. And of course, it's always one way. You look at the last major one in 2014 against Gaza, the Operation Protective Edge, where over 2,000 Palestinians were killed, 500 children were killed. And so, you know, these incidences are perpetrated. Certainly, you know, there's homemade rockets that come out of Gaza are basically figurative. And so, you know, it's Gaza, Israel is committing national suicide with their policy. And yes, God will, you know, God prevails in all things. And so, you know, they can go on their merry way, and only time will tell what will happen there.
Pat, got to move on here. We got other callers. Appreciate your call always. We're going to go back to the phones and get our last call probably in. Sherry in Kansas, you're on with Tom Compton.
Hello, gentlemen. I think you'd both be interested in this. Last Friday night when Mike Gatti did the this show, he and Blackbird Nine, who does a show on Saturday also, they showed how the PNAC document was actually a strategy for implementing the Odin Yanan plan.
Yes.
It came out in 80 or 82. And they take it clear. Mike showed how he found stuff that showed how Reagan was the one that, you know, implemented this, which that's when the Odin Yanan plan came out, is in the early 80s. And I think
yes.
You'd both be interested in that show. So,
yeah, well, thank you. I mean, the Project for a New American Century, obviously, you know, was looking for, as they said, a new 911.
Yep.
And of course, I'm sure you've covered the you know, the 911 issue quite well, that it was not a bunch of terrorists from Saudi Arabia or whatever.
No, box cutters, no.
So,
but he shows how, you know, they, both these guys used to work for the intelligence agencies here.
Yeah.
So, and I think you'd really enjoy that, Tom. And Steve, I think you would too. So that's all I had.
All right. Appreciate that, Sherry.
Give you a heads up on that. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm surprised we even actually got into that, the Project for New American Century, the PNAC document, our blueprint to get us to the Middle East, filled with lies and fear and weapons of mass destruction and yellow cake and everything else, too. Pretty amazing. You know, Mike Rivero says this quite often, and I have to agree with it. We are the most lied to people on the planet. We're the most taxed people on the planet.
Yeah.
Again, I mentioned earlier with Lynn, our problem is with politicians, and that dual citizenship and the presidents that are handpicked by Israel to become presidents of what they can give Israel later on once they're in office. And I think pretty much any politician who doesn't go along with the Israeli agenda, the Zionist agenda, I could assume the NSA digs up some dirt on them, blackmails them, forces them out some through some kind of scandal. And presidents who don't fall in line turn out to be JFK'd, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, to that end, I think of Cynthia McKinney, who was a congressman from Georgia. And she actually, after the 2009 Operation Cast Lead, the first major attack on Gaza, went on a flotilla where they took aid in there. And she lost in the primary because it was a Democratic. She's a Democrat area. And that, you know, that was one of the things that AIPAC does. So they'll, if you cross their, you know, paths, they will, you know, fund the opposition. And so your history, I mean, it's happened to Paul Finley, for example, who wrote a book about, you know, that he was a liberal Republican from Illinois. So yeah, there's the power there that you don't cross the, you know, that line. And so you see at AIPAC, their annual convention, all these politicians from, you know, like in 2019, Mike Pence, who's a Christian Zionist, Mike Pompeo was there. They're bowing before Israel. You saw what Donald Trump. There's good indication that he was helped by Zionists to get elected. And you look, you know, moving the embassy to Jerusalem. You know, all the things that he did to support Israel. So, yeah, it's this. Same old, I guess.
Yeah. I wish we had a little more time to talk about that issue, that last statement you made about the Israelis helping Donald Trump, because they seemed to turn their back on him later on. I'm not sure what changed between Donald Trump and Israel, but Donald Trump gave him pretty much everything they wanted. Here, you have the Holy City, yes. You want it, we give it to you. $30 billion, you want it, we'll give it to you, no problems. He gave them everything they wanted, then suddenly they turned on them. I don't know why. Is it something, a collaboration between Israel and the deep state, the administrative state? I'm not sure what happened there. Something I'd love to dig into that next time we talk.
Or maybe because they offended their normal base of the Democrats. So maybe they're trying to win favor for the Democrats. I don't know. It is a question. It's politics for sure. And they're very good strategists. The Zionists are. And, you know, maybe only a third of Jews. I mean, the encouraging thing that I see and we see are Jewish groups. And we've even been at one of our vigils in front of a synagogue in San Francisco, where we had some Jewish voice people, Jewish Voice for Peace, join us. And there was another group of young people called If Not Now, of young Jews that were pushing back against what's happening in
Israel. Tom, there's our music that completes our show this evening.
Okay.
I'm back again on my show Sunday, Off the Beaten Path. Thank you, Tom Compton. We will definitely have you back. Your website, real quick, what's your website again?
WHTT.org. We hold these truths.
Thank you very much again. Thank you for listening. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everyone. We will talk again. Good night.
Nothing.
And more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.